We're joined right now by a linebacker for the Packers. He was a team captain at Oklahoma. He started every game for his final three seasons at OU. He was undrafted last year. The Packers open up against Chicago on September 9th. I think he's got an amazing life story. We are joined right now by Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas. Ahmad, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really nice to talk to you. You know, as I mentioned, I think you have an amazing life story. But before we get into the incredible journey that you had to get to this point, bring me up to date about training camp. You've been getting a lot of praise from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy and some of the other coaches as well. What's the experience been like for you so far?
The experience has been, you know, just a learning process. You know, getting in and learning the playbook as fast as I can and doing what's asked of me.
You know, things changed actually dramatically when Jake Ryan went down with that ACL injury. You obviously never want to see that happen to a teammate, but the team needed somebody to step up in his absence, and you've been getting a lot of run in that spot. How have you gone about approaching that challenge?
Well, you know, you just got to approach it, you know, like every other situation. Even before I got here, you know, you always got to be prepared because, you know, in a game like this, anything could happen. You know, and unfortunately that happened, but, you know, I was ready to, you know, step up. Because I was always working every day to be prepared for it.
Ahmad Thomas joining us. You know, the fact that you and I are having this conversation and the story you have to tell is really inspirational. It's amazing. If we were to go back a little bit, you grew up in Miami, not far from Miami Central High School. So what was life like for you growing up?
You know, it was a lot of violence, you know, a lot of drug use, and just not an environment that you want to raise kids in, but, you know, well, good thing I had, you know, a good family that raised me, helped me keep my head on straight, and kept me away from those things. You know, even though you still be around it and you see it, I just had a great family that, you know, told me about the consequences. And, like, because, you know, it was a lot of people around me, you know, even on my team that was, you know, involved with stuff like that. But I just knew where I wanted to go, and I didn't want to deal with the consequences down the road and get involved with things like that.
Sure. Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas, my guest. You mentioned your family. You actually had an amazing family. You were adopted when you were just a few months old, and your mother and family did an amazing job of raising you. So what kind of expectations did your mother have for you? And then how much did you learn from her?
Oh, man, I learned a lot. The most important thing that I always, you know, took with me was, you know, live every day like it's your last, and, you know, you just don't want to let a day just go by. So every time I, you know, stepped out, she always wanted me to do my best and make sure I wasn't lacking in anything because, you know, just like, for example, like if anybody was to get hurt and, you know, that's not what I want. But, you know, things like that happen, so you got to go hard every day because you never know what happened.
You never know what's going to happen, especially playing that game. Now, you played high school ball at Miami Central, and then you went to Oklahoma, and you became a starter there, as I mentioned, and a team captain as well. And then during a team physical with the Chargers, they discovered that you were anemic. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
I was confused, actually, because I never really felt tired, as in, like, physical activity, but I did feel sluggish some days, but I just thought, you know, that's football. I'm just tired. So when they started telling me about it, I was getting kind of worried because, you know, as a male, we don't bleed. So they was telling me that I had some internal bleeding going on. So I went through the process, and a lot of doctors was asking me a lot of medical background information, and I couldn't tell them anything because, you know, me being adopted. So at that point, I was getting more curious.
Ahmad Thomas joining us. So you're trying to get that information. And also, you know, later on, your wife, Skylar, she had raised the idea in the past about potentially looking into finding your biological parents. Like you just said, you were adopted. You didn't have all that information. When she brought that up, what were your thoughts? For instance, did you feel like that was something you wanted to do eventually? Or did you feel like you already had a family and you were good with that?
What you guys didn't know was, before she was my wife, my freshman year, I was, you know, dealing with it because I had just, it was like 2 years after my mom told me I was adopted. And I sat and I talked to her about it. And she was telling me that I should try to find my family. And this is before the medical issues and stuff. And I was thinking about that. And at that point, I was just having, like, identity issues. So I was like in denial about it. So yeah, at one point, at that point, I was just like, I have a family. I don't need to find them. But when I got to the medical issues, that's when I felt kind of pressured to find them. And at the end of the day, you know, I kind of did want to find them because I really wanted to know what my roots were.
Huh.
I had an issue with knowing who I am, but not knowing what I was and where I came from.
Ahmad Thomas joining us. I mean, that's actually pretty profound. And the story itself to me is beautiful. And I want to make sure that I get this right, too. Is it true that on December 13th of last year, you found your birth mother, and then on the very next day, your son Ahmad was born? And if so, if that is true, what were those days like for you?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy because when I found her, it was just crazy because I was on the way to leave because my wife was in labor. And my birthday was on the 15th, too. And when I was talking to my mother, my biological mother, I had to, when I Googled her name and then I found her on like Google Plus and I messaged her and she didn't think it was me. And it was around the time that she was like grieving and stuff because she thought I was dead and that she always does that around my birthday. That's what she was telling me. So she thought it was like some cruel joke. And then I told her what my real name was. And then that's when we started talking and then I told her where I was at. And then I told her my son was being born. And that's when she found out that she found her. Well, I found her son, her first son found her. And then she found out that she was the grandmother the next day. Well, basically the same day that I found her. So we talked on the phone for about, I would say, 4.5 hours. And then the next day we talked on the phone for about the same amount of time. So it was just a lot of information that she was getting, a lot of information that I was getting. So, and then still to this day, it's just a lot of things that I'm learning about myself.
Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas joining us. I mean, it's an amazing story. Amazing. And it gets even more incredible because you had a heart murmur when you were born. Your birth parents, who were very young at the time you were adopted, were told by doctors that you probably would not live past the age of 10. So what was it like to reach out to your biological mother and speak with her for the first time?
When we got on the phone, she was crying for a pretty long time because, I mean, it was hard for me to have any empathy for that until, like, I was listening to her speak because I have children of my own and I don't know what it's like for, you know, to be like, I have a child out there somewhere. Like I have no idea how that feels, but it was crazy to even think that I could have been dead. Cause I was thinking of it like, wow, I was not even supposed to be alive right now. And then when she told me about the heart murmur, it was like not even too long after she stopped crying. That's when she asked me. She was like, so how do you feel? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, is your heart okay? And I said, yeah. I mean, I had a heart murmur in high school, but they said it was just like a minor thing. And she was like, well, when you were born, the doctor told me you had a fatal heart murmur and you wouldn't live past 10.
Hmm.
And that's when I was like, wow. And then after that, we just talked for like 3 more hours.
It's incredible. Ahmad Thomas joining us. And there's even more. I mean, you and I can, this story could take me another hour to tell, but then you get in touch with your biological father too. And the two of you met for the first time in February. What was that meeting like? And well, actually, what kind of emotions were you feeling right before the meeting?
Yes, that's a great question because when we were talking about, you know, well, so first, I didn't find my biological father. My biological mother did, and she had to find him through, a website where you, like, you know, find people, and she had to pay for it and stuff like that. And she found him, and then we all start talking on this app, House Party, and we was, like, video chatting, like, in a group and stuff. And then we started talking about, well, they started talking about coming up and seeing me. And, you know, at first I really didn't feel any kind of way until the day that they flew up there. I was getting nervous and I was kind of like uptight about it. And like, I didn't know how they was going to react, but I was really nervous. But once we actually met, it was just like, it was like so comfortable. It was, I don't know, I can't even explain it, but I knew I felt that comfortability as soon as we just locked eyes with each other. Because we had been talking for like a month and a half before that.
Thomas joining us. You know, then on top of that, you always had a love for music. And then one of the things that you first learned in that meeting with your biological father is that he's a DJ. So what was it like to hear that?
That was crazy. And the other crazy part is, so I have six half-siblings in total, and one of my sisters sing on top of my biological dad being a DJ.
Huh.
And we just start talking about music. Like, that was the first day he came here, and he had his DJ slate, the table, and he had the laptop, and we were just listening to music all day. We were just catching up. Like, we haven't seen each other in, like, a month or something. So that's where the comfortability was at. It's so crazy that we haven't been, they haven't raised me, but we still have the same similarities and the same, you know, likes. It was kind of weird. It was just kind of like we had that telepathic connection, even though we didn't know where where each other was at.
It's one of the most amazing stories I think I've ever heard, and I really appreciate you sharing it. So, like, Ahmad, when you find your biological parents, I mean, I guess, and I don't know, but I guess in some cases it might be about getting some closure on something in the past. Does it feel like that, or does it feel like it's the start of something new? And then how do you approach it going forward?
I feel like it's the start of something new because growing up, it wasn't hard for me to know who I was, but I always had this thought in the back of my mind, and I used to always ask my mom, like, where do I come from? And she just, you know, tell me, like, oh, you were born, and that's not what I meant, because I always knew, like, a baby, you know, how a baby was born and how you make babies. I knew that, but the interesting thing that she told me was after she told me, like, and I found my biological mom and stuff like that, we had a long talk. And she was telling me, she was like, when I adopted you, the people told me that you were going to know that you were adopted before I even told you.
Huh.
So I was having these thoughts in my mind, and that was the struggle that I was having. And I feel like this is a thing that I can start a new, you know, a new journey to get to know my biological family and get to know where I came from and get to know my roots. So I wouldn't have that identity issue that I was having at first because, you know, my family shaped who I am, and that's how I got to where I am today. But I was just kind of lost in, like, what I was and, like, where I came from without even consciously knowing that I was adopted. So I just feel like now it's just time to, you know, start a new journey, get closer to my biological family, and, you know, have a big family and bring both of the families together.
And then on top of all that, you're competing for a job with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's how extensive and amazing the story is, Ahmad. We talked about everything but football, but I really appreciate you. I really appreciate your story. Next time you come on, we'll definitely talk some more football, but I appreciate your thoughts very much. It is an amazing story, Ahmad. Really nice to have you on. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all have me on. Thank you.
Me too. I'm glad you decided to come on, and I appreciate your thoughts and you being so real with that and sharing that. That is an incredible tale. Ahmad Thomas, I said that before he came on. I said that he was a team captain at Oklahoma, a linebacker for the Packers. He's getting a shot now right now with the team. But his story, his life story was incredible, and it was. It's one thing to have a story like that, another to be that comfortable and that candid and that open in telling that story. So much respect, Ahmad Thomas. We'll come back.